We begin today the second Mishnah in the first chapter of Pirkei Avos. And the Mishnah, fascinating one, says as follows. Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Shiari Knesset HaGedola. The great righteous man known as Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was of the last remaining members of the men of the Great Assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. That's the rabbinic body that we refer to in the first Mishnah. Hu Hayo Omer, and he used to say, HaShlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omer. The world stands on three things. Ala Torah, Al ha'avoda va'al gemilos chasodim. Three pillars that support the world. Torah, which on a simple level means Torah learning. Avoda, which again, according to its straight meaning, refers to sacrificial service. And gemilos chasodim, acts of charitable kindness, good deeds. So in the coming days, we'll discuss each of those pillars on their own. But for today's shiur, I'd like to focus your attention on Shimon HaTzadik. And who was Shimon HaTzadik? So there are many incredible stories told about Shimon HaTzadik, but I want to share with you one specific episode that occurred that the Gemara relates in Maseches Yuma. So the Gemara in Yuma, Samech Tes Amud Aleph 69a, relates the following story. The Gemara discusses that a man by the name of Alexander Mokdon Melech Yavan, known as Alexander the Macedonian, King of Greece, known as Alexander the Great. So the Gemara discussed that Alexander the Great is marching on Yerushalayim, ready to go ahead and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, destroy the city. There was a whole bunch of collaboration that occurred between other enemies of the Jews and Alexander, slandering the Jews to Alexander, telling Alexander the Jews were not loyal, the Jews were planning rebellions, and Alexander listens to all of the gossip and marches on Yerushalayim. So Alexander agrees, and the Gemara relates as follows. Shimhu comes out, so a delegation of Jews come out to meet Alexander, understanding that his intentions are not peaceful. His intentions are to destroy the city. His intentions are to decimate the inhabitants. So a delegation of Jews, and at their head, none other than Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik comes out in an effort to try to make peace with Alexander, somehow defuse the situation. And listen to what the Gemara says. Kevan Shera'a Alexander l'Shimon HaTzadik. When Alexander the Great sees Shimon HaTzadik, Yarad Mimerkavto, Vishtachal Velefonov. Alexander dismounts, he gets off his chariot, and he bows down, he prostrates himself in front of Shimon HaTzadik. So my friends, you have to understand what's happening over here. Alexander the Great was the strongest monarch in the entire world. So the strongest king, the strongest ruler in the entire world, who's marching on Yerushalayim, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately again, Shimon HaTzadik is there, comes out, and Alexander the Great dismounts, bows down. Amrullah Melech Gadol Kamoscha, Yishtacha Veli Yehudizeh. So the people who are with him, right, both the Greeks who are with him, as well as there were other groups like the Kustim, the Shomronim, who are with him also, said, how could it be that a great monarch will prostrate himself at the feet of a simple Jew? Listen to his answer. Amar lahem, Dimus diyokno shalzeh, minatzechas tefanai bebeis milchamti. Alexander said, every single time I go out to battle, and I'm successful in battle, before I go out, I always see an image of an elderly, wizened, pious, holy-looking individual. I never knew who this person was until I met Shimon HaTzadik. And now I realize that the wizened, elderly, pious man who appears before me before every time I go out to battle is none other than this man standing in front of you right here, Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik turns to Alexander and he says, Amar lahem, lama basem. So Alexander says, excuse me, Shimon HaTzadik says, so why are you here? And obviously, Shimon HaTzadik knows that they're there to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. To which Shimon HaTzadik says, "Efshar bayishem mispalalim bo alecha, va'al malchuscha shelo ticharev, yisoch ovdei kochavim la'achrivo." So Shimon HaTzadik turns to Alexander, are you here to destroy this home? You're here to destroy this house, the Beis HaMikdash? This is the house that we daven for your success. This is the house that we daven for you to succeed in all of your military campaigns. This is where we daven for you to be successful in your conquest of the civilized world. We daven for you. We daven for your success. You see my image before you every single time before you go out to battle. And now you want to destroy this home? and Alexander so moved by this great man, who on one hand he had never met, yet Shimon HaTzadik he knew so well because he knew the image. It was Shimon HaTzadik's image that always appeared before Alexander the Great. Every time he went out to battle, every time he was victorious. And Alexander now puts it all together, and he realizes that his incredible meteoric rise to power and his incredible level of world domination was not simply of his own doing, but instead was an element of divine providence, was Hashkachas Hashem. And he realized that Shimon HaTzadik was the emissary, the ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam to Alexander the Great. And in that moment, Alexander has this incredible epiphany that at the end of the day, my successes are not really mine, but my successes come from the one above, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result, the Gemara says, Alexander does not destroy the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately again spares the temple, spares the city of Jerusalem, and spares Am Yisrael. And the truth is, Alexander the Great was a very good monarch to the Jews for many years. In fact, again, we know, Alexander is a name that many Jews adopted as their own out of a sense of hakaras hatov, a sense of gratitude for the incredible blessing that Alexander the Great showered upon the Jewish people. All why? All because of Shimon HaTzadik. All because ultimately, again, Shimon HaTzadik was somehow davening for the success of Alexander. All because Shimon HaTzadik made Alexander understand that his success was not just simply his might, his effort, his prowess, but was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen him to be a vessel of greatness. And I think this is incredible, not only because it gives us an insight into who Alexander was, but, and remember, just one more important piece is that, not just that it gives us an insight into who Shimon HaTzadik was, because in addition to being the remaining member of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, he was also the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, which we'll discuss in future Shiurim. But it also gives us an incredible insight into the role and the power of a Beis HaMikdash. When we think about the Beis HaMikdash, when we think about the absence of the temple, often our focus is on, okay, we, Am Yisrael doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash. The loss is only for us. But we sometimes forget of the important and precious words, Ki beisi beis tefila yikari lechol ha'amim. The Beis HaMikdash was a house of prayer. The Beis HaMikdash was a house of God for all nations. It's not just the Jewish people who benefit from the existence of the temple. All of humanity does. Because when there is a Beis HaMikdash, there is a greater manifestation of the divine in this world. And the greater the manifestation of the divine in this world, the greater the level of universal equilibrium. And conversely, when that Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and the Shechinah, the divine presence, is forced to recede from the world, equilibrium is lost, and all kinds of things happen. So here, Shimon HaTzadik was able to save Klal Yisrael by convincing the great ruler Alexander the Great that he too benefited from the existence of the Beis HaMikdash. And it was that argument that caused Alexander to turn around and to call off the attack on Yerushalayim, to call off the attack on the Beis HaMikdash. Such is the power of the Beis HaMikdash, not just for Am Yisrael, but for all the nations. Halavai we should be zocha, that Emir Tashem, we will be privileged to be able to see its power, its glory, its grandeur, and its holiness speedily in our days. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.